Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS at 8:46 on this Veterans Day. Three big things.
Three.
Nationwide gasoline prices steady over the past 2 weeks at $2.69 a gallon.
Two.
Public testimony on Capitol Hill this week in the impeachment inquiry.
One.
Family of man killed by Wichita police in swatting incident, suing for $25 million in damages. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Evergy still reporting some power outages that, of course, the former Westar Energy there. Evergy is reporting these power outages. They're getting things fixed. We're down to just a little under 2,000 power outages in the state of Kansas. Most of these around this Wichita area. And we've got some all the way down by our Kansas City. We've got some in the Rose Hill and Derby area. And some power outages reported in the Goddard area as well. So just some power outages out there today. Traffic. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Wind advisory today. Windy and much cooler with a 30% chance for drizzle and snow today and a high of 29 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 10. Tuesday, sunny and cool, tomorrow's high 36 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, a north wind gusting to 49 miles per hour, 24 degrees, and our wind chill is 7. We had beautiful weather across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 72, normal high for the day 59, 72 yesterday, and today's high hitting just about 30. Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Glenn Beck program, Nikki Haley reveals in her new book, conversations with John Kelly, Rich Tillerson, tried to recruit her to save America from Donald Trump. That's coming up. The Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. New research finds emotional support could be vital to our overall well-being.
This is House Call for Health. Your family could be making you sick. A new study finds people who feel they aren't supported by their extended family are more likely to suffer chronic illness. The study was published in the Journal of Family Psychology. It looked at data collected on nearly 3,000 people between 1995 and 2014, asking them at 3 points during the 19-year period to rate the quality of their family and partner interactions. That was then compared to the subject's chronic conditions, ranging from headaches to stroke. The study found strained extended family relations to be highly associated with a greater number of chronic conditions and poor health, but it found no such health association due to troubled relationships with spouses. The study's author calls it a wake-up call for dysfunctional families and healthcare practitioners. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Thanksgiving dinner this year. It's coming up just a couple of weeks. Traditional turkey or some other main dish. Pork, 0%. Nobody's going to have pork. How about tofurkey or other plant-based alternative? 4%.
Yikes.
Brisket or other beef entree, 8%.
Okay.
Ham comes in at 8%. Turkey, 79%.
Yeah, mostly turkey.
Mostly turkey. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Waffle House is known to not to close for anything, even if there's only one worker behind the counter. Ethan Crispo told AL.com that was the case early Sunday morning at a location in Birmingham, Alabama. Says he came in just after midnight to find a single man tending to the incoming crowd of hungry, heavily imbibed customers, that means drunk. That's when Crispo says a customer stood up, asked the employee for an apron, and got to work. Soon, other customers also jumped in to wash dishes and bus tables. Waffle House spokesman Pat Warner says a scheduling miscommunication left the lone worker to take care of the restaurant all by himself. Warner says Waffle House appreciates the customers who stepped up but prefer their associates behind the counter. Well, you got to have enough people to run the store. That's the way I look at it. Stock market capped another week of healthy gains Friday, despite some wobbly trading amid conflicting signals about trade negotiations with China. Modest increases Friday were enough to send major indices to more record highs. The S&P 500 closed out a fifth straight week of gains, matching its longest winning streak in the last 2 years. The S&P closed up 8 points, the Dow up 6, and the NASDAQ up 40. WeWork says it will divest from several side businesses and cut jobs across several units as part of a 90-day plan to turn itself around following its botched attempt to sell stock on Wall Street. The office-sharing company revealed the plans Friday in a presentation that was first shared privately with investors in October. The businesses WeWork will sell off include the online event organizer Meetup and its stake in the woman-focused co-working company The Wing. All right, 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, making improvements to the new refueling tanker. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Boeing and the Air Force installing the fix to the latest issue of the KC-46 refueling tanker. It's a locking mechanism for carrying cargo. The company and the Air Force have successfully tested the cargo lock retrofit. The Air Force in September banned the jets from carrying cargo or passengers because of that issue. The new lock should be installed on all aircraft in the next few weeks. Delta Dental of Kansas President Michael Herbert has announced his retirement. Herbert has been with the company for 20 years. He has served as president for 6 years, taking over from Linda Brantner, who retired. Herbert says he plans to make his last day January 31st. He helped grow the company's gross revenues from $50 million to more than $225 million. And President Trump says he has not agreed to any rollbacks of tariffs on China. U.S. and Chinese officials had indicated Thursday that both sides had agreed to reduce their tariffs to secure a Phase One deal. The president told reporters Friday while he would like to have a rollback, he hasn't agreed to anything. The administration said the Chinese were trying to negotiate in public. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So what's going to happen today with the cold weather? What are you pretty well hunkered down? Do you have any drafty windows there down at the Wichita Business Journal?
No, we're pretty much packed in.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I've got a sweater on, and I'm feeling pretty comfortable right now.
How was your drive in? Was there any moisture on the roadway or anything like that?
Not really. It was kind of spitting a little bit, but
yeah.
No real moisture on the roadway. And, boy, the wind was really howling,
well,
that's for sure.
Yeah, that was a tough part. And it is a tough part because
yeah.
It's still howling about, well, guessing up to almost 50 miles per hour right now.
Yeah.
Which means that wind chill is down to about 7.
Yeah. I guess our warning goes to about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, though, we haven't had really a cold snap so far this year that I can remember. So this will be the first one, and it's really, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not 10 below or anything like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So any
still chilly enough.
Yeah. Any special plans coming? I mean, Thanksgiving is still 2 weeks away, and I've been talking about it for 2 weeks already. I don't know why, but
you're ready, aren't you?
Yeah, Thanksgiving is just, I think, my favorite time of the year. Thanksgiving,
yep.
Going into Christmas, because, you know, what could be better than think about things that you're thankful for? You know?
You bet.
When you were a child, when you were younger, you growing up in Kansas City, was there any place special that you went for Thanksgiving, like your grandmother's house?
Yeah, we would kind of rotate around. My uncle's in Harrington, Kansas, uncle and aunt in Harrington, and...
Mm-hmm.
And we would host some up in Kansas City, and then Ark City we would go. So, yeah.
We had a similar situation because I had like 7 or 8 or 12 aunts and uncles and cousins. We were 30-some cousins. So we would several times, though, we would go to my uncle's farm out near Bushton. You know where Bushton is?
Oh, man. Sure, you bet.
Out by Great Bend in that area. And he had a farm out there. Of course, we were city boys. We had so much fun playing in that barn.
I bet.
Oh, man. Just go all day long. And so that's one of the places I really liked to go as a kid. Of course, you always had tons of cousins showing up there. Lots to do. And
great football games.
Great football games. Football on TV. My uncle's playing bridge with my dad. And I'll tell you what, the house just filled with cigarette smoke.
Do you remember that? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that, too.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, impeachment inquiry continues on Capitol Hill this week. A lot more people coming in to be questioned at that. That's on the way. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Looks like it's going to be chilly today with plenty of wind out there, so bundle up and venture out. Now, 24 degrees with a wind chill of 7.
Are you looking?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.